November 3. Christian Love. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. We are in the upper room. Jesus has shared the meal with his disciples and washed their feet. The atmosphere has been heavy, though with Judas' departure it seems to have lifted a little. Paraphrasing Jesus' tender words to his disciples, "My children, I won't be with you much longer," the event that Judas has started not only means my glory, it also means our separation. I'm going to leave you. You'll want to be where I am, but you can't come. This is the end of our 3 years together, and now we must say goodbye. Little children, you must be brave. We've been together these 3 years. You've seen me and I've seen you. We've walked, talked, and eaten together. We've slept in the same room. That's going to finish soon, just a little while longer. I told you the Jews couldn't come where I was going. Now I've got to tell you the same. He added, "I've got one supreme concern, that after I've gone, you 11 remain together." Until now, they had all stayed together because they had Jesus with them. If Jesus had left them at any time in the 3 years, they would have split up quickly. Jesus' physical presence kept them together. But they were so mixed temperamentally and by their different backgrounds that without Jesus' presence, they could easily split up. So Jesus said, "I've got one important thing to say to you. My little children, after I'm gone, I want you to stick together. Love one another. It's a new commandment." In what sense is it a new commandment? Under the Old Covenant, God told Israel to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, and to love your neighbor as yourself, from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, but not love one another. This is the love Jesus' followers are to have. It's not a love for God, or even a love for our neighbor and the world. It's the love Christians are to have for Christians. It's a commandment. Some people think love can't be commanded, that it's a feeling that you have or you don't have. But Jesus said, "Love one another. I command you." Notice two more things about this love. Firstly, it is measured by Jesus' love for us. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Jesus will again tell his disciples to love one another as he loved them in John chapter 15, verse 12, but then immediately follow the command with, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends," in verse 13. This love shows loyalty and commitment right to the point of death. And secondly, it is to be the outstanding sign that marks us out as Christians. "By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Other groups might come together because of common interests or common goals, but the church is to stand out because it loves people inclusively, lavishly, and indiscriminately. Tertullian reported in the late 2nd century the comment of the pagans of his day. "Behold how these Christians love each other, how ready they are to die for each other." Their mutual love was the magnet that drew multitudes to Christ. It did then, and it still does today. How do you show your love for other Christians? How should you show it?